Hello, High Rock. Welcome to our daily devotional. We're coming to the end of Ecclesiastes. We're in the second to last devotional on this topic, and we are in chapter 11, verse 7 through chapter 12, verse 7. And Dave and I are going to get to talk about our favorite topic, which is growing old. This book has had a lot of focus on mortality, and today the teacher is going to finish off, or close to finish off, with some advice to both young and old folks. So we're in chapter 11, verse 7 through chapter 12, verse 7, where we read the following. Light is sweet. How pleasant to see a new day dawning. When people live to be very old, let them rejoice in every day of life. But let them also remember there will be many dark days. Everything still to come is meaningless. Young people, it's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do. So refuse to worry and keep your body healthy. But remember that youth, with a whole life before you, is meaningless. Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore. Remember Him before the light of the sun, moon, and stars is dim to your old eyes and rain clouds continually darken your sky. Remember Him before your legs, the guards of your house, start to tremble, and before your shoulders, the strong men stoop. Remember Him before your teeth, your few remaining servants, stop grinding, and before your eyes, the women looking through the windows, see dimly. Remember Him before the door to life's opportunities is closed and the sound of work fades. Now you rise at first chirping of the birds, but then all their sounds will grow faint. Remember Him before you become fearful of falling and worry about danger in the streets, before your hair turns white like an almond tree in bloom, and you drag along without energy like a dying grasshopper, and the caperberry no longer inspires sexual desire. Remember Him before you near the grave, your everlasting home, when the mourners will weep at your funeral. Yes, remember your Creator now, while you are young, before the silver cord of life snaps and the golden bowl is broken. Don't wait until the water jar is smashed at the spring and the pulley is broken at the well, for then the dust will return to the earth and the spirit will return to God who gave it. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
First of all, youth is sweet. It's like a new dawn. Chapter 11, verse 7, light is sweet. How pleasant to see a new day dawning. But it also says, you know, let old folks have their joy. Verse 8, let them, those who live to be very old, let them rejoice in every day of life. But also remember, there will be many dark days. And then young people, you know, take delight in being young. It's wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. You know, do everything that you want to do. Take it all in. But in that context, remember that for everything you do, you will have to give an account. Remember the three kind of truths that are embedded into the book of Ecclesiastes, things that we often forget and don't like to think about, are that life is short, that death is real, and judgment is certain. So we have to keep all these things in mind. And then it says, you know, don't wait until you're old to honor God. Do it while you're young. And then it goes into this kind of very picturesque way of describing aging. You know, first, your vision is going to darken and go cloudy. You know, remember Him before the light of the sun, moon, and stars is dim and the rain clouds continually darken the sky. That's like, you know, cataracts and the cloudy vision that older people often get. Your legs will tremble and your shoulder will stoop. Your teeth will begin to fall out. Again, in the original, very much more picturesque, and you have to think about what each of the symbols means. And then sound fades, and yet even the slightest noises startle you and waken you up. And so you know, the first chirping of birds at first light, you end up waking up even though you can hardly hear anything. Even those small sounds disturb you, and you live in fear of falling, and everything is danger in the streets. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. All like if you think old people have like suddenly become afraid of crime in the streets, like just in recent years, no, it's here it is, you know, thousands of years ago. This has always been a concern of the aged and fear of falling. As someone who has an elderly father-in-law who's living with us, I can tell you that that is a very constant fear that we hold in our household. But all of this is meant for us to contemplate our mortality and the aging that overtakes us, because there is wisdom in considering our limits, knowing our limits. Yes, remember verse 6, remember your Creator while you're young, before the silver cord of life has snapped. None of us likes to hear old people complain about becoming old. I think some people don't even like to hang around old people. I see, I see a number of young people. I say when I was young, there was a certain discomfort I had as well. I remember when our aging grandmother, my father's mother, moved in with us for a while, and she was suffering early dementia. And I remember one of my brothers was like uncomfortable even going into her room to check up on her, because he just lived in terror that he was going to walk inside her room and find that she had passed away. That just, it so unsettled him. I think the teacher here is counseling us to consider this whole process of aging, to consider this as a reminder of our mortality, to remember that life is, youth is sweet, that's wonderful, but it is short-lived, and we will, if we are lucky, we will grow old, and we do need to consider our physical limits, and to consider that we will be held accountable for things we do. Dave, I'm wondering what you see in today's passage.
You know, I see this sense that the young people and the old people who feel like, gosh, we're at such different ends of life. I think he's actually trying to give the same advice to everybody, which is enjoy life for what it is. And don't make kind of more of it than it is. Don't make less of it than it is. I think we can make a mistake on either end, that he says to both of them, right? Verse 8, right in the very beginning of chapter 11, he says to the old people, let them remember there'll be many dark days. Everything still to come is meaningless. And yet he said, let them rejoice in every day of life. And you think, well, hold it, should we enjoy it, or is this just all kind of silliness? Right. It's meaningless. Like it's not going to suddenly become perfection and fulfillment. It's going to be the same frustrations and stuff that you've had all your life, and enjoy it, right? Just accept it for what it is. That life is short, and we're going to pass out of this life. So whatever it is, just experience it. And I remember with so many of the years when we had little kids, which seem like they keep on happening to me, but so many of these years, where you're exhausted, you're not getting enough sleep, da 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 da. And I think with my first kids, when I was in those stages, there was just this sense of wanting to rush through that. Like, we just got to survive, I would say. Let's just survive, and we just got to get to the other side of this. And now that I get to go back through it again with my granddaughter, who now lives with us, and I just, there's a way that I'm able to experience it differently and go, hey, this is a sweet and ephemeral part of life. And the parts of life, of this stage of life, that are so frustrating or can seem so taxing, well, they just get replaced with other, different taxes later on, right? That it's always difficult. And what I've discovered is every time my kids were growing older at each stage, there was this part of me that grieved, I'm going to miss the sweet part of this stage. And yet then I get to this, into the next stage, and realize, this may be even more beautiful. This stage is great too. And you just start to recognize there isn't a best stage of parenting, that depending on the perspective you have, it's either all the best stage or it's all the worst stage. Because regardless of what stage you're in, you can find the parts that are terrible and you can find the parts that are wonderful. And I think that's true with everybody, which is why he gives very similar advice to young people and old people, which is just basically enjoy life for what it is. And so, when you're young, people don't take you seriously enough. You don't have enough money. It's like there's so many things you don't know. Adulting is hard. Yeah. All of that. But just enjoy what you do have when you're young, your strength and the infinite possibilities that seem to lie ahead, the wonder of it. And when you're older, you've got different advantages and you've got different challenges. We're either going to find contentment and joy in every circumstance because we recognize, hey, I'm limited. This world is broken. God has got a great promise for me for the future. And so I'm just going to accept this thing for what it is. Or we're going to end up being miserable in every stage of life. Nothing will ever be good enough. Right. We already read in Ecclesiastes, whoever loves money never has money enough. There's always this sense that whatever good thing you have, it's never going to be enough. And I think that's the kind of the burden of going through life with this, always the sense of hey, the next stage, the next thing, you know, if only, that's really, I think, that the spirit of that. And so I would say that this is really a challenge to all of us to be able to just, whatever day your day is, whatever challenges you have today, and I don't doubt that you really real challenges, huge challenges, whatever blessings you have today, just enjoy them. Enjoy them for what they are, right? There's going to be so many things in heaven, in eternity, that we will not be able to do, right? We're not going to be able to share the gospel. We're never going to, you know, have discomfort. We're never going to suffer. And I just kind of, you know what? Hey, this is this kind of rare part of our existence, this rare moment of existence. And so I want to experience it and really just be able to kind of remember that, hey, this is part of the full amplitude of life and receive that. So anyway, that's what I see in this, is that it's so easy for us to kind of have reasons to be miserable or have reason looking for reasons to be happy. But actually, I think it's probably what we bring to the situation more than the circumstances themselves.
Yeah, as you're sharing that, it reminds me of something that Pastor Brian says, our family pastor. He says, you know, it's just a phase, right? Like, that's a common phrase for, like, when teenagers are going through a difficult time, it's just a phase. And usually when people say that, they mean it like, you know, just grit it and bear it, because, you know, grit your teeth and bear it, because it's, you know, it's going to pass. Instead, he says, you know, looks at it differently. He says, it's just a phase, so don't miss it. In other words, you know, lean in during this time. It may be difficult, but there's treasure there and there's important things going on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, my teenagers love to just poke fun at me, you know, and my 20-year-olds love to poke fun at me about, you know, oh, you're old, you know, kind of ha ha ha. It's one of these things, they can't really make me feel bad about it. They're right, right? I'm losing my hair and, yeah, I'm, you know, I can't run as fast as I used to. I mean, all the things that they say, they're all right. Yep, that's true. And yet they can't make me feel bad about it, because I do think I've really tried to live life to the full at each stage. And so I don't regret my life. I don't regret the years that have gone by. And I love being the age that I am. And I, in fact, I've seen that statistically, right, that the lowest kind of level of happiness for most Americans is right around the 42 mark. But one of the happiest parts, actually even happier than childhood, is in the 70s and 80s, right? For the people who have the ability to really enjoy that, there can be incredible contentment there. And, you know, I look back, you know, as I was saying about my own experience, but I think it's a widely known cultural thing, right? That it's always better to have grandkids than kids, right? Everybody wishes they would skip the first stage and just did the second. But it's not that grandkids are any better. It's that we've changed and we start to realize the sweetness of each of those stages that we were trying to rush through in the past. And that's where you kind of think, oh, if only I could go back and really lean in and experience that moment, as you were saying, enjoying each phase, like, don't miss it. And I think that's where, as a grandparent, you come back and go, oh, I get a second shot at this. I'm not going to miss it this time. I'm going to savor it. And I think that's what makes life so beautiful.
Dave, would you be willing to pray us out here?
Lord, you give good gifts in every stage. God, you give good gifts in the middle of the worst circumstances. God, you weave beauty and light into the darkest moments if we have the eyes to see it. So God, I pray that you would give us the eyes to see it, that we wouldn't have our vision obscured by our fear, by our anxiety, by our desperate longing for some circumstance that will finally be the ticket to joy. God, you are with us. You are right there present with us in the middle of every circumstance we are ever in, including whatever circumstance we are in right now. God, I pray that your joy, your Holy Spirit, your joy would be in us. God, that we could have your joy as we go through your world. God, we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for joining us again today, and join us again tomorrow as Dr. Scott comes along and we close out the series on Ecclesiastes. And then the day after that, Dave and I will start again a new series where we're going to follow along with the sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. So look forward to that. Go in peace.